Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 22nd day of Sivan, Masechta Yoma, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Dalet, continuing the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Hevi Olei Sasar, after the Kohen Gadol had put down the bowl of blood upon the golden stand in the Heichal, he went outside to the Azara, and they brought him the goat that had the word Lahashem on, or the lottery that had Lahashem on it. Shchote, he shechted the goat. V'kibel b'mizrak esdamai, collecting the blood in the bowl. Nichnas l'makim shenichnas, he went into the same place as he had gone before, that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'omad b'mkem shamad, and he stood now in the place that he had stood before, positioned between the poles, opposite the poles between of the Oren HaKodesh. Now, of course, when there was no Oren, it was facing the stone. And he would sprinkle from the blood of the goat, achas lemaila v'sheva lamata, one above, seven below, in the same way as we discussed by the blood of the bull. Achas lemaila means that the back of his hand was facing downwards, and sprinkled it that way upwards. Sheva lamata means that he had the back of his hand upwards, so it was hand the palm of his hand was facing downwards. He didn't intend to actually throw it or sprinkle the blood above or below the orange, but rather like he was moving a whip. And this is how he would count. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim v'chol. Achas, that's the first one that he did, l'mayla, and then he would do achas v'achas each time to remember that there was always seven plus one. Yotza. He went out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'hinicha, and he placed the blood of the bull of the goat, the bull that had the blood of the goat, al ken hasheni shebeichal, on the second stand that was in the Heichal. According to this opinion, the Tanakhama, there were two stands. And one of them he had previously put the blood of the bull, now he puts on the other stand the blood of the goat. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo hoya shom elo ken echad bilvad. He argues, he says, Rabbi Yehuda says that there was only one stand upon which he had initially put the blood of the goat, of the bull. Now, when he came out with the bowl of the that had the blood of the goat, he would not al dam hapar. He would take away the blood of the bull off that stand, v'hiniach damasar, and then put down the blood of the goat that he had now used part of to sprinkle. This is according to Rabbi Yehuda, of course. So he would have to first take off the blood, take off the stand, the blood of the bull, because there was only one stand, and put the blood of the goat there. According to the Tanakhama, of course, he would first put down the blood of the goat, and then on the second stand, and then pick up the blood of the bull. V'hizam imenu, and he would sprinkle from it, from the blood of the bull that he had now picked up, al haparoiches, shekenegron mibachutz. He would sprinkle it against the paroiches, the curtain that was in front of the Aron HaKodesh, or in front of the Oren, the Ark, Mibachutz, on the outside. He's now on the outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's in the Heichal area. But he would aim towards the place that was the center, that was the Oren in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Achas l'mayla v'sheva l'mata, again the same method of sprinkling, one above, seven below, v'lohoi miskaven, and he didn't intend to sprinkle it up or down on the parechas, but rather like a matzah, like he's just whipping, doing it with a whipping action. And this is how you used to count, achas, achas, v'achas, achas, shtayim, etc., as we said before. Not all damasar v'nich damapar. Now, he then came in and did the same thing with the blood of the goat. So he would have to take the blood of the goat, put down the blood of the bull. This is again according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there was only one stand, that, and therefore he would first have to take off the stand the blood of the goat, and then put back the blood of the bull. According to the Chacham, of course, that there were two stands, then he would first put down the blood of the bull and then pick up the blood of the goat. That's how most learn our Mishnah. V'hiz omimeno, then he would sprinkle from it, from the blood of the goat, ala pareches, shekenegedo and mibachutz, against the pareches in front of the Aron on the outside, achas amayla v'sheva l'mata v'chol. Again, one above and seven down below, and seven in a downward action. Exactly as he had done before with the blood of the bull. Then, after having now done sprinkling of the bull inside the Kodesh Kodashim and outside, and the goat inside the Kodashim and outside. Now, Erod Dam Hapor L'Sochet HaMasar. He would now mix the two bloods together. He would mix the blood, empty out the blood of the bull into the blood of the goat, and V'Nosa Nesamar L'Rekon. And then he would take that full dish and put it back into the empty one to make sure that the bloods were totally mixed together. Now, how do we know that you mix the two together? That's because it says afterwards, V'lokach midam hapor umidam hasoir. He shall take from the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat, implying that it should be from now the blood of both of them. Mishnah, hey, what does he do now with the bloods that have been mixed, the blood and the goat, the bull and the goat? Says the Pasuk, V'yotza el ha-mizbeach ha-shel fnei Hashem. He shall go out to the mizbeach which is in front of God. That means, what is this mizbeach? Says the Mishnah, Zem mizbeach ha-zahav. This is the golden altar that was in the Heichal. And that's why it's called Lifnei Hashem. The outside mizbeach in the yard, in the Azara, in the courtyard, temple courtyard, that's not Lifnei Hashem. But why does it say V'yotza? He shall go out. If he's inside the Heichal, was inside that chamber of the, that's called the Kodesh area, where the Mizbeach was, well, that's where he was been standing, because he's already come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, our rabbis explained that what it means for Yotza is, he shall go out from the place that he was standing in the Azara, which is very close, in between the Mizbeach and the curtain, and now he's coming out of that area, and he's standing more outside of the Mizbeach, further away from the curtain that was dividing the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hischil mechatei v'yored. And now he starts to cleanse the Mizbeach and go down in the downwardly action. So he sprinkles on the corners of the Mizbeach with the mixed bloods of the bull and the goat, and he goes around from corner to corner. The Mishnah says, Yored, he goes down. That's a downwardly movement, because in each corner of his back, he goes down with the blood. If he would go up with the blood, then the blood would spill on his arm and dirty his clothes. Mechatehi means, of course, metai, means purifying. Which corner would he start from? Asks the Mishnah, Mehechon Humaschel. From which corner would he start now, putting the blood on the Mizbeach Hazov, on the golden altar? Says the Mishnah, Mikeren Mizrachis Tzvainis. It would be done from the northeastern corner. This is, as Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yossi, our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yossi, that there was only one pareches between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And because there was only one pareches, only one curtain, and it was open on the north, that's how you would enter. You would go into the north, on the right hand of someone who's entering there. When the Kohen Gadol had now finished the putting of the matonis, had done the placements of blood already inside, and now he had come outside, he'd gone out from the north, well, which would be the first corner of this berg that he would come across? It would be, of course, the northwestern corner. That would be the first one that he would come across. So why can't he start sprinkling there on the northwestern corner? That he can't do because it says, V'yotza el ha-mizbeach, he shall go out of the mizbeach, to the mizbeach. Now, the only way, if it was in a northwest corner, he's not going out anywhere. That's the first one that he meets. So therefore, the Torah is wanting the Kohen Gadol to move out. And as he moves along, he passes the northwestern corner, because that's right in front of him there. And the very next corner that he comes across is the Mizrachis Sfonis, is the northeastern corner. That's the first corner that he comes across after coming out that way, and he starts sprinkling there. Then he goes back towards Tzvonis Maravis, northwestern corner. And then he goes Tzvonis Maravis, Maravis Dromis, southwestern corner. Sprinkles on each corner from the bloods of the bloods of the bull and the goat. And finally comes to Dromis Mizrachis, he comes to the southeastern corner. This is all on the inside Mizbeach. That's the place that he would start on a daily, on a regular basis, where during the year, when echatos would be offered on the outer mizbeach. because normally the blood of a chatas, of a public chatas and a private chatas, which was shechted in the north, they would take the blood and sprinkle it four times on the four corners of the Mizbeach, starting with the southeastern corner. And here we're told that it would actually finish at the southeastern corner in on Yom Kippur when he would do this. Now the reason it goes backwards from northeast back to northwest and southwest and all the way down is because you always go in a turn to the right, always go Karen, you always move to the Yamin. Shom ha'yugemra al mizbech apnim, that's where he finished it on the inside altar. Misham ha'yugemra al mizbech apnim, there at that corner, which is the southeast corner, that's where he would finish all the placements of blood on the inside mizbeach on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer b'mkoyma hayo Eimer Mechate. Rabbi Eliezer argues. He says, no, the Kohen Gadol wouldn't go from corner to corner. Rather, he would stand in the northeastern corner, as we said before, v'yotza, he has to come out, and as he comes out, that's the first corner after coming out, he would stand at, and from that corner he would sprinkle on all the corners of the Mizbeach. Why? Because the whole Mizbeach, the golden altar, was very small. It was only one amma by one amma. And therefore, he would easily be able to sprinkle the blood without having to go and formally walk, go from corner to corner. Va'al kulon, and for all these corners, nahoyonosen milmata lamala, he would place the blood in a upward direction, which means he would move his finger with the blood along the side, and he would sprinkle with his finger on the keren, on the corner, from below, moving up to above. Chutz mizoy, except for this one, except for the first one that was in the southeast corner. And the reason for that, says Rabbi Eliezer, is because shehoy solofonov, because it was right in front of him. He's standing there. Shalehoy nosnum al-malamata, on that corner, was the only one that he did in a downwardly direction, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Why? For the same reason we mentioned according to the Tanakhama, that if he would put the blood on this corner, in an upwardly direction, and it's right next to him, we're close up, so there's quite a strong likelihood that he would get his clothes dirty, his arm, his sleeve, the whole garments would get dirty. But with the other three, because they're not so close to him, he has to stretch his hand a bit, so we're not worried if it goes in an upwardly direction. It's not a problem at all.